The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if any person peeks inside your house without your permission, and if you throw a pebble or a small rock at them and that injures their eye, then there is no crime upon you, and there will be no retribution required from that person. This is in Bukhari, Muslim, and Musnad Ahmad. So even if the eye was injured because of it, then there is no sin upon the one who threw it, because why was the person looking inside the person's house? Today people have binoculars by which they look through the windows of other people's homes, as in some areas where the houses are close to each other, or apartments by which they use binoculars to look inside people's homes. This cannot be done. In Islam, this is strictly forbidden. Things that we take so lightly are not part of our religion. This is a big matter. And to knock or ring the bell can only do for 3 times. Doing it more than that is wrong. And if a person does not get permission to come in, they should return. Also, if peeking inside the house of other people is not permitted, how about reading other people's letters? Is that allowed? Or to hear phone conversations between 2 people? Or checking people's texts without their permission? Even if it is one's own husband. All these are not allowed as well. Even if we have to watch over kids, have to check their things in front of them, spying and suspicion is not allowed. Sometimes women are suspicious of their husbands and taunt in such a way that in the end the husband gets compelled into doing wrong. So invading the privacy of others is not allowed and should be respected. These are not only rules followed in the West. Islam has taught us to respect the privacy of others and not to interfere. Everyone has a privacy that must be respected. Even within the house, there are certain and specific rules of privacy between one room to the next, and cannot stand outside someone's house and try to listen in people's conversations. Also, if a person looks inside someone's house, then what was the purpose of getting the permission in the first place? Permission is required to maintain the private matters of the home of a person, which the person of the house does not want others to know about. Not just that a person sees someone without their clothes. Even for this, privacy is needed. But even talks within homes, if the people of the house do not want others to hear, then others should not listen. As if someone within the house walks by a closed door and hear a conversation, they cannot stop and listen, especially if living in a joint family system. When there is more than one family living within a house, then it is even more important to respect the privacy of one another. Every individual in a house has a right to privacy, and the right is granted by Allah. A person came inside the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's home without seeking permission or saying salam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Go back and say salam and then ask permission." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned him back. We learn that if we have to go to someone else's house, even if it's our best friend, we have to get permission. If they are our parents, brother, sister, and our mahram relations, we still have to go after seeking permission and have to say salam. And about greeting with salam, should do it even if going into your own house. Ala ahliha, upon its dwellers. Another thing is sometimes if a man comes home and sees that there are guests at home, possibly friends of the wife, daughter, or the sister, even if it is the man's own house, where the wife lives. Normally, there is no need to get permission to enter, but if there are friends over, then he cannot barge in, as the woman may be sitting without their hijab. This time, they must seek permission to enter, just as entering a house of other than one's own house. So he will ring the bell to announce his arrival, and then will enter after getting permission, even if it's his own house, so the women can cover themselves. And this is also a means to honor the guests. It is only respectable to get permission before entering, because when there are guests, they may be sitting all over the house, therefore have to respect and ask for permission. If we cannot follow these guidelines in our own homes, then we cannot complain about someone else. These are the laws in the Quran. When the Prophet ﷺ went upon Miraj, his ascension to heavens, the doors of heavens were also open after getting permission. When the Prophet ﷺ was with Jibreel ﷺ, the guards of the doors of each heaven asked who it was. When Jibreel ﷺ answered that it was he and the Prophet ﷺ, the angels would ask, "Have you gained permission to enter?" Then the doors were opened. So there is questioning in heavens, as without it, no one is allowed to enter. So these laws are also followed in the heavens that are ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not appropriate if the doors of a home are opened and someone just enters without first getting permission, and says, "Hello, is anyone there?" ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "This is better for you, so you take heed." There are benefits in following these rules, and the relationships are respected. Invading others' privacy and going to people's houses at inopportune times is not correct. If we act upon the commands, that is better for us, and remember them. فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا, then if you do not find in it, أَحَدًا, anyone, فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا حَتَّى يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ, so do not enter it until you are given permission. So if you do not find anyone in the house, and do not get any response after ringing the bell, then cannot enter it, even if perchance the door is unlocked and you happen to open the door. The condition is not to enter the house without permission. If they do it, then this is against the commands of the Quran. وَإِن قِيلَ لَكُمْ مَرْجِيُوا, and if it is said to you to go back, then فَرْجِيُوا, go back. هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ, it is purer for you. If someone says after ringing the bell and they open the door and say, "I'm sorry, I cannot meet with you," just opening the door doesn't mean permission is given to enter or want you to come in. They might have opened the door to see who it was, and just because they opened the door cannot expect that they want us in. But what if the people of the house do not open the door? And the cars are visible outside, and you know they are home, but not opening the door, then turn back. And this is purer for you and better. Likewise, if someone opens the door and says, "I cannot meet with you right now as I am busy," even then, they must go back. There is no need to mind and say, "These people are too busy and refuse to come again," or if they say they are unable to meet at that time. This is the right of the person in the house, and cannot mind their being unable to meet. Cannot make false assumptions about anyone. No matter how important the person coming is, they do not have the right to force or compel someone to meet with them. The person has the right to deny meeting with someone, and they do not become a sinner for it. What Dada said, that I waited my entire life to act upon this ayah, meaning he wished that someone would tell him that they could not meet with him and did not get permission to enter. While if we get the opportunity to fulfill the commands of this ayah, we would get insulted. We wouldn't want to even talk to the person ever again, let alone visit them, and would taunt them. It is possible the person we are trying to visit is occupied with studies or something else that is important. So as they do not give us permission to visit, maybe they are praying or using toilet or occupied with something. There are rules not only for guests, but also for the host. We are advised not to compel the person to let us come in. Rather, we should go back, and we cannot make it an issue. If the person of the house says they cannot meet, then they have that right, and the guest should return. Many times people feel that refusing to let the person come will make a problem, so do not refuse out of that fear. So if permission is not granted, then shouldn't mind. We learn beautiful etiquettes to save everyone from trouble, and the person should turn back with goodness in heart and not mind. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned the rights of those who come to meet, to either let them come to your house or meet with them outside somewhere else, to honor them and regard them. But the owner of the house has the rights as well. Also, one who is allowed to enter shouldn't sit endlessly. Phones are a great way to inform others to ask if the person can meet with someone. And if the person doesn't pick up the phone, they can message. And if the message is not responded to, then it's okay. It may be they are busy. So a person should not mind in that case either. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu bima ta'amaluna alim. Allah is the knower of all that you do. He is aware how much you follow and obey the commands that he gave us, and what you don't obey. And he knows if someone gets upset if they are not allowed to come in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. He gave the commands, therefore cannot mind. People do not know, but Allah knows what is even deep in the hearts of a person. If someone waits outside because they do not want to disturb the person they would like to meet with, can be a scholar or a respectable elder, or if anyone else, and does not want to prevent them from their resting time. As Abdullah ibn Abbas would sometimes wait outside the door of a companion from the Ansar, waiting for them to wake up so he could ask them about a hadith. He would just wait outside, and when the companion would go outside, would ask, why did you wait for me? You should have called me. But he would wait, so not to disturb anyone. And what other home can a person enter without permission? Laysa alaykum junahun. There is no sin upon you. أن تدخلوا بيوتا, that you enter such homes, غير مسكونة, that are not inhabited. And number two, فيها متاع لكم, in it is some benefit for you. Which homes a person can enter? It refers to public places, malls, schools, hospitals, universities, hotels, classrooms, restaurants, and other commercial places that want people to come there. There, no permission is needed to go, even offices. But even in these certain places, there are restrictions where it says employees only. So if that is written, a guest cannot just go in. And in some places, it says only authorized personnel are allowed. So So this should also be respected. Or a card is required to gain entry. Or hours are stated when the people can enter. So cannot force oneself to go there. Even in hotels, can go there, but not in rooms with people in it. Also visiting hospitals. If someone wants to visit a person in a private room, should get permission from the person in a specific room to enter it. It is possible that the door of the room is open and the curtain is pulled, as when we visit someone who just had a baby. It is possible that she is nursing the baby or there is a nurse doing the examination. Then we cannot just barge in. Even then, we should gain permission to enter. So places where there is a benefit for us or have some sort of work to take care of, we can go there. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that when the ayahs of seeking permission were revealed, mentioning the restriction of entering homes of people, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, after this command, what should the traders of the Quraysh do? Because they would travel from Mecca to Medina and then to Syria. And on the way there were places for travelers where they stop and rest. There is no one inhabiting those places. So who should they seek permission from? Upon this ayah was revealed. So from Buyutan Ghayra Maskunatin refers to dwellings that are appointed for fulfilling the needs of people, such as a masjid or a post office, airport or a park. There is no need for getting permission to go there, except at airports and certain buildings. There are certain places where ordinary people are not allowed to enter. Going there without permission is also not allowed, such as at airports where it says ticket holders only, then in that case cannot go there, as indicated by the administration of the location when they prohibit people's entry. We cannot go there either. Wallahu ya'lamu ma tubduna wa ma taktumun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you reveal and what you hide. Revealing means what a person reveals by saying with their mouths, how much someone is acting upon the commands by talking and speaking. And whatever they hide means the whisperings in their hearts and the feelings that arise. For example, thoughts, where a person questions these prohibitions or why they were turned away and why they were not entertained. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about everything. These are His commands that He gave us, and He knows exactly what sentiments are in a person's heart. These three ayahs are about entering a home of someone and are very important to remember and follow these rules. Also, there is one type of meeting where a person physically goes to someone's house. Another partial meeting is when a person calls the other person. Even in calling, we can find out who is calling with the caller ID. If the other person doesn't pick up the phone, then we cannot invade their privacy and disturb them, but continuously calling until they pick up the phone. Even in this, a person can cause trouble as a person physically going to someone's house. And then, if after making multiple calls, and then when the person picks up, and the person asks why they didn't pick up, what can the person say if the person is busy and occupied with something and doesn't want to tell the other person the reason? They may end up lying. So this should not be done either. Cannot question a person for not picking up the phone. Also, when we have to talk on the phone, and the person picks up the call, and if the call will take time, we should ask if they are free to talk, or can text and ask when to call to speak with them. Also, if we visit a friend and her husband is home, or comes home, we shouldn't sit for a long time. We should quickly say what was needed to say and leave. We cannot have endless conversations in this scenario, or spend extensive time on the phone conversing. Also, if there is an emergency somewhere, for example, a fire, or a person has a heart attack, and the emergency personnel have to enter, then in these situations, permission is not needed. Or, if we tell a child to go get someone and the person comes, then this sending the child is his permission to come, and no need to gain permission to enter. Likewise, a husband and others who come to surprise can become a source of worry. It may have been meant as a surprise from the husband, but not necessarily for the wife. It can become a cause of fear, as a person may not expect them and think it was someone else. Everyone should inform their coming, even if this is the person's own house, be it a husband. If we summarize this lesson, we should know, if it is our own house, how we should familiarize ourselves and say salam. And if it is someone else's home, family or friend, mother, sister, we must get their permission. In other words, make an appointment. And this is done for ease for the one visiting. The person going will be saved from disappointment if the person they wish to visit is not available. Sometimes people will visit unannounced to see what the person of the house is up to. It is very important that wherever the person of the house seats you, to sit there, and if they leave the room and the guest starts reading their letters or start looking at their albums or walk around the house, even if have to use the bathroom, cannot look around the house where things are. When a person goes to someone's house, they should become as a blind person, and when they leave their house, become as a deaf person, and not to reveal the secrets of people's homes to others, saying, "I saw this and that in their house." Also, if anyone allows us to enter into their house, it doesn't mean that we can start talking about their secret matters with others. And Islam teaches us to greet with salam, not hello, hi, or good morning. This is for non-Muslims. For us is the way of greeting with salam. Even the greeting of angels is salam. So whenever we use phone, email, or text, we should adopt this way. If we are going to someone's house to give or deliver something, then we cannot just decide to sit with them and to be served. After giving them what we came to deliver, we have to leave. We must remember all these mentioned points. Also, if we were ever not allowed into someone's house and we felt disappointed, we should understand the right of every person to their time, no matter how close a relation is. Even if people live in a joint family system, should realize everyone has the right to their privacy and time. We cannot drop by people's homes without seeking their permission first. If we find that we were not allowed in, we should not get angry and feel rejected, and we should try to understand the other person's situation. Our deen teaches us these etiquettes. It's genuinely possible they do not have the time to entertain us at that time, or do not have anything to serve. And it's possible they are still in their night clothes and do not want to be seen in that condition. When someone rings the bell, it doesn't mean it's their right to be let in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects the rights of each other, and we are taught not to have ill feelings if we are not allowed to come in. Once Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was returning from taking care of Call of Nature. The heat of the sun was so intense that he decided to seek shelter in a hut belonging to a person of the Quraysh. He said, "Assalamu alaikum, can Umar enter?" He said, "Return with security and come in with security." His feet were so hot and burning, but still he said it again, "Assalamu alaikum, can Umar enter?" Then he said, "Say come inside." Then after the man said come inside clearly, then Umar radiallahu anhu went inside. This was the way of the companions. When they learned the ayahs, they would practically implement them and knew who these commands were from and feared the hellfire. Today we are educated but fail to follow certain ethics and expect to be entertained whenever we visit someone. Sometimes kids are made to lie and tell the visitor that his dad is not home because they do not want to feel blamed. And this happens because we do not know about these ayahs. Also, if we are guests in someone's home and the person of the house is not at home, we cannot let their visitors come in the house. Allah has taught the best of manners to us. And in farji'u is to return with good intent, as they had come to visit with good intention. And if they do not do it, the person will not know, but Allah knows. Allah knows with whatever you do. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Please listen to the recitation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها ذلكم خير لكم لعلكم تذكرون فإن لم تجدوا فيها أحدا فلا تدخلوها حتى يؤذن لكم وإن قيل لكم ارجعوا فارجعوا هو أزكى لكم والله بما تعملون عليم ليس عليكم جناح أن تدخلوا بيوتا غير مسكونة فيها متاع لكم والله يعلم ما تبدون وما تكتمون